Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yes, and he's in studio with us. I love that open. I love when Stephen Tilden from Colson O'Connor joins us here on the Lake Show. It's been a few weeks. Stephen, how you doing?
Excellent. It's always great to be here.
I love that jacket. He's got the Masters gear. He's probably got like a closet full of Masters gear alone. He's hooked me up with a couple of hats.
Oh, he's got swag.
Yeah, he's got some swag. He's got a lot of swag. Martin Patrick. Come on, man. He's got all kind of drip. Well, because you got rained out today.
I did get rained out.
You were gonna golf. You were gonna be in a pro-am, right?
Yeah, I was in a pro-am. We played six holes with Sahith Theegala, right? You know, awesome guy, awesome player. He's been hurt.
Is this part of the TPC?
It is part
of the
TPC.
Okay, gotcha.
He's been hurt for the last 3 months. He played in the British, the first tournament he played in 3 months, and he looks ready. He looks really, really ready. I think he'll be really good. But it was unfortunate. We were having so much fun playing really, really well. We were 7 under through five holes, and then the storms came. We were off.
It was awesome. It was not good. It was not good. Yeah. All right. So before we get into anything, the first thing we want to get into tonight, in terms of like anything sports related, or whatever, is because I want to get your thoughts on a few things, entertainment wise too. Is Omar Fateh the Democratic Socialist candidate that's challenging Mayor Jacob Pry?
Yep.
He won the endorsement from the DFL over the weekend, right? This was Sunday.
You're correct. Yes.
Yep. And so I'm going to be fully transparent. I don't know enough about the guy at this particular point. I'm going to get, you know, well-versed on him, learn more about him, because that's what we do, right? Like, we take our time, we go through, and we learn about the people that reside here. There is a good, like, who is he in today's Minnesota Star Tribune, okay? Dina Winter did the 7 things to know about him. So I'm going to go through, and I'll take a glance at that. But you wanted to talk about this because I think that, like, when people saw – I'll tell you this. I had an event to go to on Sunday, as you know.
Yes.
And then when I heard later about the endorsement, it caught me by surprise. I didn't see it coming. What's kind of your reaction to the buzz around his name and what has taken place here recently?
Yeah, and I have to admit, like you, I don't know much about him, right? My concern is that he is a admitted Democratic Socialist, which is not a Democrat. Right. Despite the fact that there's Democrat in the name, he's not a Democrat. He doesn't buy into the tenets of the Democratic Party. He doesn't participate in the way that normal Democrats would in the party. And he's essentially infiltrated the party, and he is now trying to work the system from the inside. And I just have a significant problem with that. I mean, to me, it's a structural kind of character issue for this individual, as opposed to just saying, listen, I'm a Democratic Socialist. I'm not a Democrat. I don't believe in capitalism, right? I don't believe in the fundamental tenets of essentially the Democratic Party, which includes a belief in capitalism. I've been a Democrat my entire life. And I'm going to run outside the party. Bernie Sanders does that, in all fairness, right? Bernie Sanders.
But he aligns himself with the Democratic Party, though.
He caucuses with the Democrats.
But he plays the Democratic game. He does. Just call for what it is.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I mean, when he runs, he does not run. He does not seek the Democratic nomination in Vermont for Senate. He runs as a socialist. right? An admitted socialist. Listen, I respect that. I disagree with that, but I respect that. If this guy said, listen, I'm a socialist, right? As opposed to putting the Democrat in front of his name and trying to use the levers that the Democratic Party puts in place to get their candidates elected, right? I'd have no problem with him. This is the same thing that happened in New York.
All right, so let me play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Okay? Because like me and you both, we both have stated we just don't know enough about the guy as it stands today.
Yes.
But let me play devil's advocate and say I disagree with you on the Democratic Socialist and that he shouldn't play the Democratic side of it or whatever, or have that try to get infiltrate that. MAGA does it with the Republican Party. It's I don't think there's a difference. The same thing has happened on the other side with the right. When I look at the MAGA movement, do I view that as true, typical Republicans as we've known them for a long, long time? I think that most people would say no, and that this movement is somewhat new, but they are, quote, Republicans.
Yeah, and how has that worked out for our country?
Not good. Okay. Not good, but I'm just saying, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay, I mean, I agree with you. Listen, I used to have, like, you know, as I said, I'm a business lawyer, right? I live in a house that Republicans built. 80% or more of my clients are Republicans, right? And I have respectful disagreements historically on policy issues, right? When MAGA infiltrated their party, it created both a dissonance within my clients who were principled conservatives, right? These were people who believed in lower taxes, lax regulation. The government kind of stays out of the way, let business do what they do. I think the government should be very activist in making sure that business both pays living wages and doesn't pollute the environment. But MAGA has completely upset that apple cart. That if we have a battle against MAGA, against DSA, right, that's not good for our country. And it leaves people like me out, right? Just kind of run-of-the-mill liberal progressives that see the hard work and the risks that business owners take on a daily basis, the jobs they create, the wonders they do for our country, right? The innovation, the technology, while also, you know, seeing that, listen, the government has a role in assuring that the playing field is level. I don't know where to go to at this point.
Yeah, I'm not disputing anything you just said. I'm just playing the devil's advocate side of things. And by the way, the tie-in kind of here with this show, friend of the show, Jeff Hayden. Remember that was, remember he, the primary there with Jeff, and he ended up winning that primary.
Friend of both of us.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Like, think about that.
I was texting with Jeff earlier today.
Look at what he did. Listen, what better state representative was there than Jeff Hayden? What committed to his community, committed to the state.
Yep.
Every good thing you can say about Minnesota, right, particularly from an African-American, you can say about Jeff Hayden, right? And he came in, kind of, you know, snuck in, infiltrated the party, right? Starts offering free things, right? Like, you know, free lunch, literally free lunch, free housing, right? And then you blame people. It's the same. The MAGA playbook and the DSA playbook are the same exact playbook. They just blame different people. MAGA blames immigrants and brown people. Mm-hmm. And the DSA blames wealth and Jews. It's literally just, it's the same exact playbook. And it's insidious. It's inappropriate.
Let me ask you this. What does this, because to me, this is the bigger question. Because I don't know enough about this gentleman. What does this say, though, about the candidacy of Mayor Jacob Pry?
Well, Jacob hasn't yet to really throw his punches yet. Listen, Jacob is both an excellent administrator, like, and I know him personally, and he's an excellent candidate, and he's committed to the city. He's committed to all the communities, right? He's very committed to not, you know, pitching people against each other. He will engage every single council district in the city. He will talk to everybody. He will deal with the difficult conversations. And listen, I think Jacob at the end of the day is going to win. You know, the caucus process itself, and I showed up at one, and again, you know how politically committed I am. It was so confusing. I was thinking about the one time I showed up for a caucus, and it was for a third district congressional candidate, Ashwin Madia. If Ashwin's out there, I'd like to know what Ashwin's been doing. He was a Marine, a lawyer, great guy. And I thought he would be a great replacement for Jim Ramstead. Actually, I show up at the caucus and we're walking around with him. And I'm like, how does this whole thing work? And he's like, if I'm being honest, Steve, I don't even know how this works. Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody knows how this works. It's kind of a free for all. I think 600-700 people were there on Saturday, not Sunday. You know, giving up a Saturday in July for a Minnesotan, that's a pretty big commitment. So it doesn't mean that much. It is going to give Mr. Fateh money and status, which he's going to be able to use against him. But, you know, the smart money is still on Jacob. Jacob's an excellent candidate.
And I will say this. I think that if anything, Jacob should understand he's vulnerable. And I'm not saying that he's going to lose. But I'm saying I think there are people out there that are looking at him and they're saying, where are we really going? Like, no, and I think that that's fair. I think that's fair. We should question all leaders across the board. I don't care what if you're Democrat, Republican, we should question everybody and be like, hold on, are we actually getting the change that we're seeking? And so I just think that if he looks at it through that lens, I think he ends up winning. And I also just the thing about the
and the city will be better for it. Agreed.
The feeding our future stuff hanging over for. I'm like, hold on, man. When his name comes up in that, because he kind of defended the nonprofit.
Yes.
That was I question that.
I am in violent agree with you. You know, Jacob is looking for a third term, and he has done some good things for the city, but he's got some things he needs to answer for. He needs to get out there. He needs to answer the tough questions.
Yep.
He is not scared of that. Like, he is not a guy, you know, I've been with him in tough crowds, and he will address the tough questions as committedly as he will the people he knows are his supporters.
All right, so let me throw one more thing before we go to our first break at you. And this is about Governor Tim Walz, who has not yet stated that he's going to run again, which I think that we all, at this specific point, we're pretty much like, he's going to do it again, right?
Yeah.
But this is the deal. There's a name that came out last week that said he's running, and that was Dr. Scott Jensen. I said this end of last week. I'll say it to you here face-to-face. Scott Jensen has no shot.
None.
He has no shot. I understand when he says, oh, I made, you know, a bunch of mistakes. I don't think that those mistakes he's going to get past. I think that he put his foot in his mouth. He showed himself for what he believes in when him and Matt Burke ran. And I don't think that Minnesotans are getting past that. I believe, and I want your opinion on this, Scott Jensen has no shot.
No. He has as much shot as Royce White does if he gets... I mean, listen, any OBGYN who looks like he's never held a baby, if anyone wants to see one of the funniest campaign commercial ever, do Scott Jensen and baby. He literally looks like this is the first baby he's ever seen in his life. This is an OBGYN. I think he delivered thousands of them. I mean, he's just he's an awkward individual. His values are not in line with Minnesota. I mean, you know, those type of people declaring they're running are going to make Governor Walz more committed to run for a third term because he knows he's going to beat Scott Jensen. There is a Republican who could beat Tim Walz. I do. I don't know who it is. I mean, I think like Jacob, you know, Tim's looking for his third term, and he's done some great things for the state, no question. I'm supporting a lot of what he's done. But, you know, he's got to say why he deserves
that. I don't know
that
there's
term.
A Republican here that can beat him. I just don't see it. I'm being honest. I don't see it. Especially now, and I'm not trying to attach all of the, like, the Epstein stuff and all that, but all of the mistakes that the Trump administration has been making, and all of the we're trying to put all of this, I think that does trickle down locally, and people are like, I don't trust it. I just don't trust it. Like, there's a lot of people that are having issues with the party overall.
I think you're right. I think Governor Walz wins most likely. Anything can happen. It's a long time to November.
It is.
But I do think, I mean, he's a fundamentally good campaigner with a great resume, right? I mean, and he's done a lot of good things for the state. I mean, it's, you know, he pushed himself a little too far left when he was kind of, you know, saw himself as national candidate, but he'll come back to the center and he'll get his constituents back in order. He's tough to beat. He's a good gubernatorial candidate, no question.
Colton O'Connor, sports and entertainment lawyer, Stephen Silton, joining us in studio as he likes to do. More with Stephen Silton as he joins us next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back to The Late Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. Stephen Silton in studio. If you missed the opening segment, make sure that you check out the podcast. But I wanted to throw this at Stephen Silton because I'm a fan of the WNBA, and Stephen's he's a sports fan. I believe that the WNBA, their players, have leverage right now to ask for more money with their collective bargaining agreement, you know, coming to an end, and they're negotiating right now. I believe that the women should get paid more money. Now, to what degree, I don't know. I don't know what that number is. But when you look at the popularity of the league, when you look at the revenue streams now, when you look at the escalating value in what teams are worth, like when you look at the Las Vegas Aces to what it was a couple years ago to what it is now, the expansion fee for the expansion teams and the league's expanding, there's more money to share. I think it's unacceptable for anybody to say that those women should not get paid more. Now, how much more? I'm not sure. But when Caitlin Clark, who's the face of the league, is making $78,000, and before anybody texts me, I get it. She's got so many endorsements. She's a multimillionaire. Paige Becker's multimillionaire. I don't care. That's endorsements. They're going to get that. To have as an actual salary, $78,000, WNBA, they can do better.
It probably. And it'll kind of come out in the whole process, right? And there's always an opaqueness when it comes to professional sports leagues because revenue can be kind of defined and split in so many different ways. So it's very difficult to determine how profitable these teams are. Just like it's not easy to determine the profitability of the NFL, right? Which has this really strong historic union. It's difficult to tell. I mean, that, you know, the WNBA is an emerging league. It has not had its kind of, you know,
it's having this moment now.
It is. But it, you know, that's kind of fresh, right? And you're right. You got to put it on Caitlin Park and Paige Beckers and all that and the Angel Reese and all these kind of battles.
Yep.
Listen, it's basketball, so the players have a lot more leverage, right? Everybody knows who Caitlin Clark looks like, right? Like, most people could pick Caitlin Clark out of a lineup more than they could pick Jordan Addison out of a lineup, right? Or you know, a football player who's getting paid $3, $4, $5 million, right? So they have a significant amount of leverage. You know, I don't know if they're using it wisely. I don't know who's the head of their union, and you know, it's got to be an orchestrated kind of process. You got to do it smartly without alienating the fans, right? You don't want to take where they are and kind of lose this moment. It's probably a smart time for them to do it, but it's also, it's touchy. You got to be careful when you're in an entertainment business.
Yeah, I just think that if we're talking about, and this is just talking from the perspective of looking at the players, if you're going to strike now, you got to strike now while the irons are hot. I mean, it just, now's the time. They've got all the momentum. People are into women's sports, specifically the WNBA.
Yep.
Look, I'm a Timberwolves fan, season ticket holder. I don't get to as many Lynx games just because of my schedule and stuff like that or whatever. I've been to two this year. But I'm supportive of these women getting a pay raise. I fundamentally think that it's time. And look, if that means get them a pay raise and then we revisit it in 4 or 5 years, then revisit it in 4 or 5 years, because there's going to be other teams that they've already announced that, yep, Detroit's getting a team. There's a couple other areas that are getting teams. I just think you do it now and get it out the way.
Well, but strike, are you talking euphemistically strike? Or are you talking walkout?
I'm not talking about actual. I'm talking about strike while the irons are hot.
Yeah, I agree
take advantage
that.
Of the moment.
Yeah.
They are saying, now the players, though, they're saying they are willing to strike, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that would be a mistake. I think the leverage they're doing with the T-shirts and the, and kind of getting their most popular personalities out there makes a lot of sense. I do think they're going to get some type of accommodation. I think an actual strike, just as the sport's getting all this kind of acclaim, I think would be a big mistake. I mean, you know, strikes can put sports leagues back, you know, 2-3 years, and they don't want that. That's not helpful for them.
Were you mind blown when you saw the report that the Green Bay Packers revealed that their national revenue sharing from the previous year was $432.6 million?
Yeah, mind blown, but not surprised. I mean, the NFL is king. You know, it's the national sport of America. It's the biggest thing this country has. I mean, it's got its own day of the week, 21 weeks a year. It's a special thing. But that is an unbelievable amount of money. It just shows to a certain extent, there's been shakeup that the NFLPA, has, you know, the NFL has played the NFLPA, I think, pretty well. I think the NFLPA has touted all of these big gains and, you know, this and that and salary cap rising and all this. And meanwhile, that's just their national profit sharing, right? The local revenue could be hundreds of millions of dollars on top of that. The gross revenue of these teams are, you know, probably approximating $1 billion, right? It's incredible. It's the greatest sports brand in, you know, the Western Hemisphere.
A couple things. Quick text from a texter. They say, you guys only know Minneapolis, St. Paul, and part of Rochester. You look at the whole state of Minnesota, and it's all red state. It's not a Tim Wall state. Minneapolis and St. Paul make a Tim Wall state. Just look how screwed up Minneapolis and St. Paul are. Violent crime, people being shot, killed every day, business shutting down because of crime. The state is much corruption, all in Minneapolis, St. Paul agencies. There's a new corruption story every day. Tim Walz can't manage a thing. He spends $430 million on briefings in Washington. He can't give the definition of what a woman is. We see where he's going here, but I'm going to read the entire text. The Minneapolis council was a joke. Businesses are shutting down. Look at all the people moving out of the state because it's so highly taxed. Socialism is not the answer. First off,
I agree with some of that.
We agree with some of it.
Yes.
We both agree with some of it.
Yes.
But the texture's being, I think, slightly disingenuous.
Yes.
Because they heard what they wanted to hear. You said that a Republican could beat Tim Walz.
Yes.
And I said that, and I don't disagree with that, I said until we see who that specific name is, we can't sit here and say that. So, texture, pull the cotton out of your ears and listen to what we're actually saying. I said, Scott Jensen, no chance. Until we see the actual legitimate candidate, then yes, they don't have a shot. Now, when we see that person emerge, then yeah, we can discuss and talk about that. And you can sit there and talk about how red of a state it is. It ain't as red as you think.
No, it's definitely
So you can knock that off.
It's a blue state.
That's not dealing in reality.
Yeah.
That texter wants this state to be redder than what it is.
Yeah, when's the last Republican that won a statewide race? I can't think of it. I think it's been 18 years, right? Pawlenty was the last Republican to win a statewide race. And our Democrats here has historically been very moderate, right? Amy Klobuchar is the epitome of moderate. I mean, she wins every, 52 counties, Chris, in the state of Minnesota? She wins all 52 counties, right? And if it gets close, she'll spend more time in that county. I tell you, Angie Craig is in the Amy Klobuchar mold. She is going to go to every single county in the state. She's going to listen to the concerns of the red counties as well as the blue counties. Tim Walz has that in him. And I know he's fresh off of a presidential campaign where he was forced kind of into the left. And I think it did impact his policies, some of which I disagree with. But if you look at the totality of his 8 years, he's been a really, really good governor.
And it's funny that the texter did not mention one name that's beating Tim Walz.
Yeah, I would like that texter. Get that texter. Give me a candidate that can go toe-to-toe with.
Because it ain't Scott Jensen.
It ain't, no, Scott Jensen. Yes, it's not Royce White. And... It's not, I mean, listen, it's not Karen Housley, who's at least a legitimate kind of political figure. But it's been a long time since the Republicans in Minnesota have really put a candidate that can speak to the urban core as well as the rural out. And I agree. Listen, it's, you know, we kind of live in two different worlds here.
We do.
But, you know, Tim Walz comes from the first district. Right, he comes from a rural district, right? And he was a high school.
And I go up there. You go up there. We go up there.
Yes, he was a high school football coach. Like this is not an urbane guy, right? Like just watch his debate performance against J.D. Vance. I mean, who looked more country in that debate? I'll tell you, it wasn't Governor Walz. So, you know, some of the points that Republican makes, I mean, that texter makes. I can find common ground without a doubt.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. I need one favor.
Okay, anything.
Can you give me 10 more minutes?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, all right, because I want to throw something at you, and this is going to be totally organic. I'll set it up on the other side of the break. There's a situation that occurred this past year, and I'll say it's college football related.
Ooh.
And it ended up playing out nationally again today with a well-known figure on ESPN making an apology. But as an attorney, I would wonder what the next steps should be for the said individual that kind of had their – no, I don't want to say kind of – that had their reputation slandered. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Mine. Stephen Silton, Colson O'Connor, joining us here in studio. And I wanted to throw this at him. I'm going to set it up, and then we're going to play some audio. This will be the first time you and I have heard the audio, because I purposely have not listed the audio. You're going to hear it for the first time with me, but I've known about the story. So let me set up the story. So this past college football season, there was a young lady, a University of Mississippi student, by the name of Mary Kate Cornett. Okay? So this is going back almost 6 months ago, 5 or 6 months ago. She is a student at Mississippi, Ole Miss, has a boyfriend. There was a rumor that circulated that she, because she had a boyfriend at Ole Miss, that she was dating not just her boyfriend, the student there, but she was carousing with the father.
Okay.
And it becomes real salacious, right? Like, and you know how this stuff can spread like wildfire.
Yes.
And we know how social media just makes everything bad. The Coldplay thing is just, it's like one of the biggest things that people have been talking about for the last couple months.
Yes.
And that was just last week, and people are still talking about it. But this ends up going viral. People are doxing her and talking about how she's sleeping with the dad, and they're showcasing the mom and the boyfriend and all this other stuff, whatever. And so it gets amplified by Barstool Sports and Pat McAfee. The stuff was false. And it was, I don't know if she got out of school, but it just became a real mess, man. And you're talking about, when you're talking about a young lady,
yes,
who's, the world is like all over social media looking at her like this.
Not a public figure.
You think about the father. And so Pat McAfee and these guys, because when you got these platforms, you start talking like this. It's not good, okay? It's not good, and you haven't vetted all this stuff. And look, I get it that there are that some stories, there's speculation, and you talk about speculation and allegations, whatever. But Pat McAfee kind of plays it free and loose, okay, and makes fun of stuff and all that, which he should rein that in. Today, he publicly apologized because he's on ESPN now. And let's take a listen. I haven't heard this. You're going to hear it for the first time. Yeah.
I haven't either.
What Pat McAfee had to say about this young lady, the University of Mississippi student, Mary Kate Cornett.
As a lot of you know, on February 26th of this year, we were down at the Combine on this particular program. We discussed a very viral internet story about an Ole Miss college student. We weren't clear at that point where the story originated from. It was all over the internet. Yet by the time we talked about it, the story was everywhere. I have since learned that the story was not true and that my show played a role in the anguish caused to a great family and especially to a young woman, Mary Kate Cornett. I think you all know from tuning into this program that I never want to be a source of negativity or contribute to another human's suffering. And I can now happily share with you that I recently got to meet Mary Kate and her family. And I got a chance to sincerely apologize to them and acknowledge that what I said about Mary Kate was based solely on what others were saying on the internet or had been previously reported by others, and that we had no personal knowledge about Mary Kate or her personal life. As a girl dad, I also was very thankful for the opportunity to let Mr. Cornett know that I was wildly regretful for the part that our show, our program, played in his daughter, Mary Kate's pain. I know many of you are wondering why I or we haven't addressed this topic until now. It's a fair question. But as you might imagine, there was a lot going on behind the scenes since this all happened. The most important element on the timing is I personally, a decision that I made, wanted to talk to the family first before addressing it publicly. And I can now say that I had the opportunity to meet them, chat with them, and they're wonderful people. And I'm very thankful that they gave me the opportunity to tell them how sorry I was that this all happened and that our program was a part of this. I deeply regret the pain that was caused. I hated watching what our show was a part of in our interviews and reading about it. And my hope is that this can be something that we all learn from going forward. I know we certainly have. Mm-hmm. Our goal with this show is to make the world a happier place, a better place, to celebrate life and sports and to unify folks. I and we don't always get it right, but we'll never stop trying. Thank you to the Cornettes for the time and the conversation. Now, we will all try to get back to trying to make this world a little better place, a little happier place. And we hope you have the greatest weekend of all time. Thank you to the Cornettes for allowing me to introduce myself, chit-chat to you, with you, and also let you know that I am so sorry that we were part of this portion in story, in chapter of your family's life.
All right, so a couple things here. So that was Pat McAfee's official apology earlier today. Couple things here. First off, dude, stop with the girl dad thing. You being a girl dad don't have a damn thing to do with what happened. So don't even go there. I think it's asinine. I think it's ridiculous, number one. Number two, my question to you is, because just as an observer, like on the outside, do you think that he settled, that he paid that family? Because if I'm her family, I would want to talk to Stephen Silton and have you retained, because he has defamed essentially two families. He defamed her and how, and then also you got this gentleman that's like, dude, you've got me here talking about I've cheated with this young lady and that's that my son's dating her and now my wife. Like, why are we in the spotlight?
Well, there's the legal issues and there's also the moral issues. What did it matter if it's true or not, right? Like, what's the point in spreading this rumor for clicks, which is the only reason he's doing it, right? I mean, and legally, you're right. I mean, he did defame her and, you know, she's not a public figure, and it's quite possible that, you know, as he talks about behind the scenes, that there was a Stephen Silton involved in this, and there were negotiations, and she did get paid something, and now he's just trying to kind of preserve his reputation, right? I mean, he's you know, one of the top paid podcasters in the country. I mean, he makes what, tens of millions of dollars a year, whatever.
It's oh no, crazy. I think Pat makes more than that now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean,
because he got that big deal with ESPN.
I mean, the democratization of journalism has had some positive impacts. However,
there's a lot of negative.
There's a lot of negative, right? And one of the negative,
and I think he's one of the faces of some of this negativity. And this is not me trying to be anti Pat McAfee. I just want to slide this in before you get there, but he's too free and loose,
right,
with stuff. He called Caitlin Clark a white bitch on the air.
I know.
Like, what are you doing, dude? Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah, when you've got that many millions of people who are tuning into you on a weekly basis, yep. It's the same thing I have with Joe Rogan. First off, I think Joe Rogan is one of the best interviewers I've ever heard, right? So when he has someone interesting, I like to listen because I think he does such a good job of asking questions. I think he's a phenomenal interviewer. But when he spreads the anti-vaxxer, and he's just like, well, I'm just providing alternative views. No, you've got 55 million people listening to you every week. You have a real responsibility.
Yep.
Pat McAfee has a lot of young men, right, who are looking to him for, you know, this entertainment and this view on sports. And he has to take that responsibility. Maybe his attachment with ESPN, frankly, will do that. I mean, you know,
ESPN. No, he is. I think he's putting ESPN in some tough spots with all of this stuff. When he called Caitlin Clark out of her name, this story here, there's no way that I view this and think that he didn't give a bag of money to this family.
Well, for sure. I mean, that's the talk behind
it's the probably scenes. I'm dead serious. You
know, whenever anybody talks behind the scenes, you can guarantee there's a lawyer there somewhere, probably multiple lawyers. That's almost a guarantee. So yeah, I mean, you know, I occasionally watch Pat McAfee, right? I mean, he's also got some interesting thoughts, and you know, and the kind of the his self-deprecation is, I think, part of his charm, but he can't use that as a shield against this type of conduct, which of course is kind of his MO, right? Like even the scrawls underneath, you know, we're a bunch of buffoons, please don't sue us. I forget how, you know, what it says, you know, in misspelled words. But yeah, I mean, you can't spread this.
You
these
can't
lies.
Do it. And Mary Kay Cornett, she had spoke with The Athletic back in the spring, said she received an onslaught of backlash over, quote, something completely false. Her phone number was released online. She had to move into emergency housing and switch to online courses for her safety. She also told NBC News it was absolutely ridiculous that an ESPN sports – so now we've got ESPN because she views him as an ESPN broadcaster will be talking about a 19-year-old girl's sex scandal that was completely false. And she added that she intended to take legal action against McAfee and ESPN for helping spread the rumor.
Yeah, and it's hard to overstate just the general anxiety that social media causes normal young people. I have two kids, and I witness it firsthand. This is just not this type of social media, just the regular social media they're inundated with, right? And when you add this, I mean, this can have long-term emotional and mental damage, which is going to impact her forever. I mean, it sounds like the family is pretty tight, and they're handling this as well as they can. There's just no room for this, right? And there, you know, journalism had these unwritten rules, and now that you've got this democratization, all the rules are thrown out the window, and you've got some of the most powerful people in media. Pat McAfee is one of them, essentially unfettered. And really, frankly, the only way to hold them accountable, sadly, is with litigation, because they've got no bosses.
Yeah, it's rather interesting. Let me throw this name at you. Somebody's on the text line. That texter did give a name.
Okay,
they actually gave two. I'll throw them at you because one of them I don't know about. Another one we've heard about previously. Jim Nash. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
Okay, I'll look him up. So we'll both do our research on Jim Nash. The other one is Kendall Qualls.
Yeah, I mean, Kendall Qualls has been floated, right? Kendall Qualls has an interesting background, right, and seems somewhat compelling. I mean, he hasn't done much, right? So, you know, it's always, you know, people have interesting resumes, and until they get into the public arena in a major way, you don't really know how they respond. And, you know, interesting, you know, compelling-looking politicians often have glass jaws, right? I mean, a prime example of that was Marco Rubio when he first ran for president. I mean, you know, looked like he had a great resume, great story, and was hit with, you know, two punches from Trump. And, you know, other than working for Trump now, you haven't heard much of him since.
I'm going to say this to the texter. Kendall Qualls is going to get grilled about – because remember, he lost the last time around or whatever.
In a congressional race, right?
Yeah. But I just don't see it. He's going to get attacked with the Trump agenda stuff, which he said he was about the policies. And when he was, there was like some sort of subpoena from this campaign manager, a former Trump campaign manager. And when you start talking about the claims, false claims related to voting machines, and it's not, I think that Kendall Qualls is going to go through it.
It's really hard for principled Republicans to run in Minnesota in the age of MAGA, right?
And he's also anti-choice and supports restricting access to safe legal abortion.
Yeah, and that's
not winning.
No, and I mean the question is, could Tim Pawlenty win in 2026? And I don't know if he could, because I don't know if he could get through a Republican primary. I mean, it's really, really, really hard. I mean, for, you know, the balkanization of this country, and I don't think it's good. I think having really good Republican candidates for governor and Senate, frankly, make our Democrats, you know, stronger and hone their message and be more responsive to their constituents. But it's just, it's very, very hard. I mean, you hang the MAGA around the neck of a candidate in Minnesota, you're just not going to win. I mean, it's, you know, we are not a bright blue state, but we are a blue state. A Republican can win. We're not. I'm trying to think of a pure blue state. There are no pure blue states anymore, right? Yep. A Republican can win in New York, and a Republican could win in California. I mean, they have. Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of California. Yeah. So This was awesome,
Henry. Hey, great stuff, man. Great hour.
Yeah, we didn't even get to talk about the summer league, and you didn't explain to me why the Timberwolves were 4-0 going into their final game and had no chance of winning.
Check out the Fox 9 podcast. It's really good stuff. You'll check it out. Me and Ahmad Hicks.
We summer league.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.